bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
We're talking today about being happy again, yet again, being happier. It's our weekly happy hour here on Trending. We're going to dive into 7 tips for how to sleep better, as well as how when we get Sundays right, this actually makes us happier. If you have a question, a comment, want to be happier and share your thoughts, especially from a Christian perspective, go ahead and give me a call. The number's 1-888-914-9149. Or if you have a question related to happiness, I'd be happy to take it live now on Instagram. Ask away at Timmerie. That's T-I-M-M-E-R-I-E. Okay, so we spoke a couple weeks ago to Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. He's a top law enforcement trainer in the nation. And he was talking about the global epidemic of sleep deprivation. We talked about how suicide is the leading cause of it is actually lack of sleep. Chronic pain in the opioid crisis that we're dealing with has to do with people not getting enough sleep. And so they're in chronic pain and they're having to medicate. Also, everything from caffeine abuse, you name it, sleep has become a huge problem. I threw a question up on social media a couple weeks ago asking if you got enough sleep, and 75% of you, approaching 8 out of 10, said that you do not get enough sleep. I also heard a lot of excuses and reasons for why that doesn't happen, but Sam from Georgia actually called to tell us that when Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman was on a couple weeks ago, it's inspired him, and he's now getting 8 hours of sleep a night, and he's giving credit to St. Joseph, the Sleeping St. Joseph statue. Now, this is a total side tangent. This isn't part of the 7 tips, but I was actually just pondering today my Sleeping St. Joseph statue. I have it in my baby girl's room, praying that she would always be a great sleeper. And I'll actually touch on that. If you're a parent and you're struggling with sleep, my child was not a natural, easy, like, go to sleep and sleep all night kid, but we trained her. And thank God we trained her, because she slept for 12 straight hours and has almost the entire time since we've trained her and have had to go through the developmental jumps. I'll get to that in a minute if that's part of your concern about sleep. But we have a lot of tips here. Now, the Sleeping St. Joseph, to just speak to that for a moment, I think is really important. There is a devotion behind a statue, literally, of St. Joseph laying on his side, sleeping. Part of the idea is helping us to understand that God worked and intervened in St. Joseph's life time and time again in his sleep. The angel came to him multiple times in his sleep, prompting him to the will of God. And when St. Joseph would arise, he would obediently follow God's will in his life. God always keeping him safe and holy. And one day, ultimately, St. Joseph is, but would have been, in heaven. And so this Sleeping St. Joseph statue, many things could be said of it, but I know for some people it has been helpful for them with that devotion in sleeping better at night. It's also a reminder for us of abandoning everything to God, letting go, and trusting in him to accomplish all. This is actually why I was pondering just today my Sleeping St. Joseph statue, because I tend to be really fast-paced and quick and always trying to get things done and stress myself out at times because just trying to take on too much too fast or doing it too quickly. This attitude that everything must be done now. And I was thinking how, because we're getting ready to move in our new house, I want my Sleeping St. Joseph statue to be in my room, not our baby girl's. And the reason for that is because I need that reminder of total abandonment and trust in God, just like St. Joseph had this holy resignation to the will of God. And that is so important. Okay, so let's dive into 7 tips for how to sleep better. And actually, we have a question coming in on Instagram from Andy Hapkett. The biggest weakness is picking up my iPad for a few minutes. I look up a quote, a few minutes later, it's 2 a.m. and I'm learning about quantum mechanics or some other random subject. Andy, don't worry, we're going to get to your question in a minute. Ash Rossio just commented saying, how did you sleep train your daughter? And St. Joseph, pray for me, asking for prayers. We'll pray for you, Ashley. Don't worry. I will tell you how we sleep trained her. It's hidden in my 7 tips here. They're probably actually 25 tips for sleeping, but we'll pretend that they're only 7 because they kind of are in their own categories. Okay, so number one, because at least 75% of you are not sleeping enough. Here's my number one question for you, and it's also my top tip. Ask yourself this. Do I want to sleep more or sleep better? And if I do want to sleep better or sleep more, do I ever plan for it? Because here's the reality. Sleeping more, sleeping better is not going to happen accidentally. You're not just going to fall into bed at 8 p.m. if that's when you really need to go to bed in order to get a proper night's sleep. You're also not just going to fall off of using your phone with total self-control if every night you're staying up till 2 a.m. learning about quantum physics. So here's the beginning. Do you want to sleep better and do you plan for it? Okay, so that's, I think, the first question. All of that requires us to ask ourselves, and this is still just number one, how much sleep do I need? Medical research shows time and time again, we really need 8 to 9 hours of sleep. While people can survive decently, some people on 7 hours, I am not one of those people who does well on 7 hours of sleep. Full disclosure, 9 is my prime, 8 is getting by for me. I'll say that again. For me, I need 9 hours of sleep, but 8 is getting by. So I know if I'm skirting in with 8 hours of sleep, I'm just getting enough rest and I need to make my way back up to 9. That's me. Maybe you can get away with 7. You may claim you can do well with 4 or 5 or 6, but you are not matching up with all the research that says you're fooling yourself. You need 8 to 9 hours of sleep. 7 can be a bare minimum for some people. So with that in mind, we're still on tip 1. Do I want to sleep more and am I planning for it? Knowing first then how much sleep your body needs, and you may not even know this, then we need to know what time do I actually have to go to bed and wake up to get this sleep. Do you plan for what time you go to bed and wake up? I think a lot of people don't. They think, oh, well, I have all these things to do. You can. You need to plan for it. You need to prepare. It's doable. I know I need a certain amount of sleep. That's one of the reasons why we really worked early on sleep training our baby girl, because we knew, one, I wanted her to be a really good independent sleeper, and two, I needed my sleep to be a good mom to her. I think that was really important. So that number one, that question, ask yourself, do you want to sleep more and do you plan it? So now that we're into step 2, now let's actually plan those sleeping hours. So this is where maybe you're a mom like me and you know you might need some extra hours of sleep. Maybe you know there's going to be some sort of disruption. Maybe you know I have to wake up. I have to be up by 5 a.m. every day. Well, that means you need to get to bed earlier. How do you transition your household into following that? You need to plan for your own home. But again, I mentioned earlier, one of the big things for our house was actually sleep training my kid. 10 out of 10 recommend. This is what worked for us. This is not a sales pitch. This is how great it was. Taking care of babies. That's taking Kara is the name Kara, C-A-R-A, babies. She has multiple courses based on the stage of development for your child, whether your child's a newborn. I did not do the newborn phase. I will probably try that next time, but we did the 3 to 4 month phase and then the 5 to 18 month phase. My kid has been a great sleeper. Grant, kids go through developmental jumps and so you have to retrain your kid at times, but I'll tell you what, starting at about, I think maybe 4 weeks, she was sleeping all the way through the night because we trained her. And when she struggled, we retrained her. Now I'll say this, Don't try to do a sleep training program and not follow it precisely. I recommended this to some people. The people who followed it to the T succeeded. Those people who kind of tried to dabble in the sleeping program did not work for them, even though they said, well, we tried that, but did you follow it? No, it takes about 12 nights to train your baby. It's difficult, but it is so worth it. And my little girl, I think we trained her more so in about 8 nights. So 10 out of 10 recommend. I'll make sure there's a link to that in the show notes, because 12 glorious hours of sleep, sometimes 11 to 13 hours is usually the range. It's fabulous. I really, really recommend it. Okay, so that was number two, is planning for things that might come in to impacting your sleep, such as a kid or having to be up at a certain time, or maybe even late evening events. You might have to change some of your evening lifestyle. Okay, number three in the 7 tips for getting better sleep because it makes us happier is all about a dark room. Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman has mentioned this. He highly recommends a sleep mask. I've used sleep masks. This is what got me through college when my roommates would love to have the lights on all night, or when they'd come home at like 4 a.m. in the morning and I'd be trying to sleep. Face masks were golden. You may not want to live your whole life in a face mask. I get it. But having one on hand for nights when it's just really helpful, I do recommend that. But maybe you're one person who wants to wear it every single night. So for me, though, it's more so been a matter of naturally having a very dark room. So making sure that the window is completely covered if you have ambient light outside so that you're not getting any light whatsoever peeking into your room. It's really important. For me, and a lot of people may not know this, but actually a lot of studies have been shown if you have even, let's say, like a little red shining light coming from a TV or an electronic, especially if it's a blue or green light, those lights seriously impact your ability to sleep. So I know for me, I would fixate on that one light. I remember when I had a TV and had it in my room years ago, I would just stare for like an hour or two at that red light on my TV. Or I'd stare at the ceiling with that little green light that's so faint, but that's just there on whether it was the smoke detector or the carbon monoxide tester. And so I actually would take little sticky notes and I'd tear it into a little piece and I'd cover it on all of those lights in my room. I remember when my husband and I first got married, he thought it was really weird because there were itty bitty sticky notes everywhere on any lights that could come in. But he realized for him too, it was more relaxing. There wasn't anything to fixate, and he had never thought about how he was actually fixating on things at night in his sleep. With that comes, and we're going to get to electronics in a minute, if you read at night or if you need a light, we actually use, you know, little a red light reading light lamp so that it doesn't impact your vision and it's much softer, more relaxing on the eyes to transition right into sleep. So this brings me also to number four in the 7 tips for sleeping better. Electronic-free bedroom. I know this is hard. A lot of people watch a movie before going to bed. There's no scientific proof whatsoever for how watching TV to sleep actually helps. We are fooling ourselves when we believe this. Same thing if we think that just, you know, vegging out and unwinding looking at our phones helps us. It doesn't. The light, the stimulation for the brain and the eyes is actually impacting our bottom line when it comes to sleep. We don't use our cell phones in bed. We don't take our phones to the bed. For the most part, we do not have our phones in the room unless it's used for an alarm and it's on the other side of the room on a counter and on airplane mode. No notifications, nothing going off. This has always been a big thing for us. It's really important and it really helps sleep. I've struggled with sleep in the past. I'm a great sleeper now. So is my husband. And these have been things that have really been game changers. So again, an electronic free bedroom. And this is really helpful if you're married for continuing to make sure there's good conversation. And it's great if you struggle with insomnia because then you don't turn to watch the TV or play with your phone or find yourself up at 2 a.m. at night. Turn off the phone. So this comes to my 5th tip. No electronics 1 hour before bed. I get it. I'm the same way. Sometimes I need to just send that one text or set my alarm or whatever still. But no electronic use other than that before bed. Stop replying to text messages. Stop reading them. This is so important because it allows the brain to unwind. It allows you to actually achieve during your sleep that REM sleep, that REM sleep that we hear all about, that is a really good deep sleep that we need. You see, when we drink caffeine after lunchtime or really about 8 hours before bed, or when we're looking at blue light or have that blue light stimulation, even if it has a night shift mode, it usually does impact our ability to sleep properly. So, all of this being said, it's important that electronics are out of the bedroom and they're off an hour before bed. Okay, number six recommendation for going to bed, create a routine. When your body has this natural routine to transition into how to sleep at night, it's going to get into a momentum. We're starting because one of the earlier tips is, hey, make sure you're going to bed at a decent hour that you know is your regular time-ish to go to bed. But then also, maybe there's a routine you have. Maybe you need to take a shower or a bath to help you relax from the day and unwind. Maybe you need to make sure that you stop drinking so much water so you're not up a million times in the middle of the night or up avoiding getting up in the middle of the night because you have to go to the bathroom. Let's be real. Maybe part of your nighttime routine is you pray your rosary. You do your night prayer. All of this is part of our nighttime routine that, you know, relaxing, you know, getting ready for bed, rosary, night prayer. Maybe even part of your nighttime routine includes looking at the calendar for the next day or so, putting together a little bit of that to-do list for the next day. We also try to dim lights, and that includes everywhere from the bright lights that tend to blind us in the bathroom to the lights throughout the house, you know, having some more relaxing lights. You know, even just taking some of those really pretty twinkly lights you can get that maybe you put up for decoration during Christmas indoors. Those are great ways to dim the room and give some fun light to your room as well in the later part of the day. We actually have had those up for ever since Christmas. And it's nice because you don't have to have the super bright lights in your living room all the time, but still have nice light. Okay, number seven tip, and this is a big one for me, not only falling asleep, but staying asleep. The temperature in the room. If I am hot, I cannot sleep. I will toss, I will turn. It's no good. So make sure your thermostat is low enough. Make sure everyone has the adequate amount of blankets. Maybe someone in the house needs more heat. For example, our baby does, so we have an individual space heater in her room. And then the rest of the house is cool. It saves money, but it also allows you to be cooler. And there's a lot of research behind making sure you sleep in a cool room will actually help you sleep better. So those are all tips for how to sleep better. When we sleep better, we're happier, less moody, better equipped to respond to people. We have more self-control. We are in less pain. We're able to exercise more, eat better. We're not craving carbs as much. There's so much behind it. But maybe like you, I've also struggled with staying asleep. Maybe just waking up randomly in the middle of the night. So here are my five go-to things if you wake up in the middle of the night and can't go back to sleep. One, double checking that there's not light waking me up. Two, just working on breathing and relaxing. Three, sometimes I just didn't get enough movement in that day. I'm a super active person. If I don't move, I am restless. So even getting out of bed and stretching or doing a little bit of movement and laying back down can allow your body to actually relax and go to sleep. Fourth, just clearing your mind with reading. I read every night before I go to bed. Pick up your book, have, you know, the red light, reading light, and read a couple pages or for as long as you need. Then you're not frustrated that you weren't productive, but your brain can also be in a more relaxed state of thinking about something else. So make sure it's the right book for you. Or pray. Prayer is really helpful. I don't do the best about praying in the middle of the night because I usually can't stay focused. But again, it depends. Maybe if you're praying through your rosary. Number five, if you can't stay asleep, if you wake up in the middle of the night, the best thing you can do, if you're still not asleep after a little while, get out of bed, go do something else for 5 or 10 minutes, and then come back. Just whatever you do, don't go and use your electronics. That little distraction, that little change of pace can help you reboot and go back to sleep. It's actually a game changer if you really can't sleep. I do this all the time when I have a hard time sleeping. You are listening to Trending with Timmeri. I hope you are happier tomorrow, the next day, because you're going to start planning for more sleep. Relevantradio.com/trending to subscribe, and please listen to this. Write down this checklist because you will sleep better and you can sleep better. There's a lot of research behind this. The better we sleep, the happier we are. So go back, listen to this, and subscribe. Relevantradio.com/trending.